way of
well,
the
today
Lord.
We get to begin a brand new message series.
God, if we could do it by ourselves, we wouldn't need you.
Philippians.
But God,
Lord
willing,
and we do.
We'll go
we can't handle it ourselves. We do.
The book of Philippians was written
by the Apostle Paul.
So, Father, I pray that
from
you would
a
give
jailhouse
us ears that
in Rome.
I pray that you
the
give
best
us
evidence
available
to
suggest that.
And Lord, I pray
wrote
that you would help us apply the truth of your word
in an intimate way,
which would have been
in the midst of our own
something
problems
close
to
30 years
this
after
very
the
moment.
Death and resurrection of Jesus.
God, thank you that your spirit
this fits well
longs
with the account
to show
of Paul's
truth.
House arrest
that you might
Acts
not
chapter 28.
Help us to understand.
So when Paul wrote to the people
to live
of our
church
in
Philippi,
with victory,
he was not chained in a dungeon as he was when he wrote 2 Timothy.
Amen.
Rather, he was under house arrest in a rented house. While he had zero freedoms to come and go or do what he wanted, at the same time, he was free to share the gospel with all who would come to him and with all who would receive his letters. Paul was largely alone. He had no TV, no telephone, no email, and no internet, and yet somehow God still used him in a mighty way. Proof positive that it is possible to survive without technology or social media. To whom was Paul's letter written? It was written to followers of Christ in the church that Paul founded in Philippi, which is in modern-day Macedonia, north of Greece. What is the theme of Paul's letter to the believers in the church at Philippi? How to walk in joy in the midst of suffering. If anyone would know how to walk in joy in the midst of suffering, it would be Paul. We live in a generally sad world, a fallen world in which people are well acquainted with despair, depression, disappointment, and a longing for lasting happiness that often never comes to pass. Most people have little hope that their life circumstances will ever change much, if any, for the better. Long years of life often become long years of sadness and sorrow, a loss of loved ones, physical ailments, and pain. Such difficulties often produce a morbid sadness in many people. The truth is, most people, including Christians, are neither happy nor joyful. So what is happiness? Happiness is an attitude of satisfaction based on positive circumstances in life. Happiness, then, is only experienced when life circumstances are favorable. No wonder so many people are so sad. But what if we could be okay? What if we could be at peace when life circumstances are not okay? Peace in the midst of problems. Wouldn't you like to have a good dose of that? If you are in Christ, you can. Note that I'm not talking about happiness, but joy. Joy is not dependent on chance or on circumstances. Joy is a deep and abiding confidence that, regardless of circumstances, all is well between you and the Lord. So then, no matter what difficulty or disappointment or failure or rejection you might be facing right now, genuine joy can abide within you in the presence and the power of Christ. Thus, the Bible makes it clear that the fullest, most satisfying joy is derived from an intimate relationship with God. It is not based on circumstances or chance, but on a sweet, secure relationship with Jesus, come what may. Joy is based on Jesus, not circumstances. That is an oft-repeated theme throughout the New Testament. The verb rejoice appears 96 times throughout the New Testament, and the noun joy appears an additional
59 times. These two words appear together a total of 13 times throughout the book of Philippians. So, a biblical theology of joy includes several key elements. First, joy is a gift from God. David declared, "You have put more joy in my heart than they have when their grain and new wine abound. I will both lie down and sleep in peace, for you alone, Lord, make me live in safety." Joy in our hearts, therefore, is a gift that's given to us from God. Second, God grants joy to those who believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus told his disciples, "These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full." Jesus came to proclaim a gospel that would give supernatural joy to those who would follow him as Lord and Savior. Third, believers' joy is deepened through trials. The fullest joy is experienced when it is contrasted with sadness and sorrow and difficulties. James counseled believers to consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials. Since joy is the confidence that all is well between you and the Lord, regardless of circumstances, it can only be deepened in the midst of trials and tribulations. And then fourth, believers' joy is made complete when their hope is set on the glory of heaven. Jude concluded his brief letter with this benediction: "To him who is able to keep you from falling and present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore." Beloved, we all have problems. But the question is this: will you walk in joy, in the joy of Jesus, in the midst of your problems? That's the focus of this message series. Let's take a moment and pray. Let's ask God to show us how to walk in joy His way. Pray with me.